Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to everyone that have tuned in today to Joy and Peace Outreach. We are so glad that you have tuned in to us today. Today we have a wonderful show that will be on shortly, but before we start our show today, we want to start off with a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come to you this morning in the most humblest way that we know how. We come in just lifting you up to Heavenly Father, giving you all the praise, giving you all the honor, because you are so worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the word that we will bring forth today to your people, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that we say today, dear Heavenly Father, on Blog Talk that would help someone understand a little bit more of your word, dear Heavenly Father, as we go into the world. Word and dissect it a little bit more. Let us get a clear understanding what you are telling us this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our show is on spiritual understanding. And as I was searching the scriptures, we have so much on that today that we may have to come back and do a part two on this here, because this is so good. It's so informative. You know, when you get a little nugget and you keep searching and researching, it gets so good. It's just like the natural food. It be said, good. Well, this word through the word of God is just good today. And today we have a caller that's going to be on. We have a guest I have invited today that was sharing to the word. And today we're going to tag team. We're going to be going back and forth, back and forth. So please get your paper and pencil out, because we are going to be giving you scriptures where you can go to the Bible yourself. Pull up those scriptures and let God give you the revelation of each scripture we're going to give you today. So to start off, number one spiritual understanding, the key is asking God for understanding before you read or study the Bible. You know, when you pick up your Bible, you say, God, what should I read today? Where should I go? Or whatever, if he's not leading you a particular point. But you should ask God, give me some understanding as I pick up the word. Show me, dissect this word to me as you take me further and further into the word of God. And then today, your first chapter we're going to start off with is Psalms 119 and 169. It say, let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me, meaning you, understanding according to thy word. It's important that we cry out to God for understanding. We do not derive our understanding from our inner self, but only from God. spiritual understanding come from God and his word and not from other people. You heard that. From God and his word. We can tell what true understanding is because it will lined up with God's word. As you read God's word, you will understand, you will get to understand and the revelation of what he's telling you. We need to focus on leading people to the pasture rather than on feeding them. What we need to do is give them the commandment and give them the resources to understand the command, such as cross-reference, which we did a lot today for this program. But do not do all their thinking for them. That means once you give them something, let them get into the word themselves. And as God put them further in the word, he'll start revelating something totally different than what you told them. We need to teach people to call out to God for spiritually understanding. So that means today, listening audience, as you go before God in your secret place today, ask God for your to give you understanding, because the accuracy of God's word is everlasting, and it's not an opinion. We need to ask God for the understanding. So I'm going to stop for a few minutes and let our caller that's on the air right now that has already tuned in, none other than Evangelist Richard Bryan, will come on what God has given him to share with you. So you are here us today back and forth with this word that you will get an understanding on spiritual understanding. Good morning, caller. Are you on the air?
Praise be the Lord. I thank God for this morning to being on the line this morning. I thank for the specialness of God and his word going forth and the way we live and how we can come forth in the word of God to get an understanding. That's what God is expecting us to do, get a spiritual understanding. Because if the Bible says that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. First, we got to get understanding to know how to have wisdom of God and knowing how to, God's word be fully revealed unto us that we'll be able to walk in the avenues of God and being open our eyes to see, ears to hear. And one writer said that in the entrance of his word gives light unto the simple. And that means that he's showing us right now the entrance of his word. There's something about the entrance. And when you get to the point, the entrance of his word, that's been a clear understanding, bringing to the light the things that have been in darkness that you couldn't see, things that you didn't know that it could be possible that you could learn of the words of his word. Now, Proverbs, we're beginning to say about the 18th chapter of Proverbs, I was looking at that, beginning to say 18 and 2, it says, a fool has no delight in understanding. He said, a fool, a person that is a fool that don't understand the spiritual things of God. I said, but that his heart may discover it, but in other words, if his heart ain't discovered, I mean, it's the heart got to be expressing it. It got to be to the point that you if you receive it, it brings into spiritual act of God's word being prevailed unto you. And when it's been prevailed unto you, there's a spiritual light that you see that you didn't see from the beginning. So that if you delight in, now he's telling us delight unto understanding. And so if you delight in something like that, that's the pleasure of God. And almost like he said, in, David said in the Psalm, it says that, he said, "Yo, thy word is a lamp unto my feet." Now, the word is a light unto my feet, a clear understanding. Now I'm walking into his word, and it's a light unto my path. Now I'm beginning to start seeing where I've been short at for the longest. So I didn't know that I could be where I could get a clear understanding what God says in his word and how I can really know how to use it against the enemy, known as Satan, comes to do one thing. That's to try to dilute your mind where you can't understand the word of God. But it's something about when we do understand this word, there's a clarity in it, a clarity that we've been missing for a long time. Because even the word, when when God spoke to Solomon in the Proverbs, he began to tell you, say, my son. He said, my son, or my daughter. He said, my son, attend unto my wisdom. He tells us, pay attention to my wisdom. He said, and how, he said, when you pay attention to my wisdom, he said, now you bow thy ear, what is your ear, your spiritual ear, and he said, to my understanding. He said, now bow your ear, bow what I'm hearing, bow what you're hearing, and get an understanding. See, if you could just bow here or listening, and as he said, he that have a ear, let him hear. What are you hearing? You're hearing spiritual understanding, that your spirit get more understanding as you are in God, and so will your mind get an understanding. Because if you get an understanding, you can see what things that you missed. You thought you had an understanding in the word, but you're missing. You missed the point about the ear part. See, we can hear it, but also you could miss it. You could misunderstand. You could take something you thought was right was wrong, because we missed it by the point of what God was saying. But your spiritual man on the side, it has to have a clear understanding, as well as your natural mind. It has to have a clear understanding. When you go and begin to talk, you got to have some insight of what you're talking about. Otherwise, you wouldn't know what you're talking about. You'd be just saying words. So that's just showing you how much that we know about the spiritual things of God. Spiritual things of God, he opened it clearly to our heart, that we hearken unto what he's saying to us, because we need to know where we at with God. We need to know exactly what area that we're looking for to God to do something for us, that we're clear understanding. Now, we know that God is a promising God. We know the things that he said. Now, we kind of looked at some other scriptures in Jeremiah. We look at Jeremiah 5:21, and it'll tell you something about what it's saying, what Jeremiah was speaking to the people of Israel, as the word of God. He said, now, 5:21, he said, hear now this, hear this. He said, O foolish people. And I tell them, the foolish people, he said, without understanding. He said, now, without understanding, he said, which have eyes and see not. He said, now, you have the eyes and you see not. Okay, which have ears. He said, now, you have ears. We're talking the same thing just a few minutes ago about ears. Ears have to hear. If the ears don't hear, you can't hear, you can't tip, or in other words, you can't comprehend if you don't have ears to hear. So the ear got to hear, if it don't hear, it can't get into the heart. Because if it don't hear, it can't be dissected into the heart. The heart, where the heart produces out of what it clears, what's coming out of heart, or understanding. And he began to say, having ears and hear not. Now, he's telling us that you have ears, but you still don't hear. Now, that's showing that something is missing when we don't hear. We didn't get an understanding. We didn't know how to get an understanding, because our ears was not tuned to God. And we know that if our ears are tuned to God, we can hear. And we use another scripture here, and we look in the book of Jeremiah, saying Jeremiah 4:22. He began to say to the people of Israel, and he wrote the 21st verse to him, tell you, say, how long shall I see the standard? Okay, how long will you see the standard of hearing the sound of a trumpet? He said, my people is foolish. He said, my people are still foolish. He said, they have not knowledge. He said, they don't have the knowledge of me. He said, they are Scots. Stupid. In other words, that's what he said, stupid children. They are stupid and have no understanding. He said, why they don't have the understanding? He said, well, they are wise to do evil, but they to do good, they have no knowledge at all to how to do good, but know how to do evil real good. Mm-hmm. Evil is always coming. You know how to do evil real good. It's no problem how you're doing evil. It's just a part of how doing good. That's the part right there. When God wants his people to do good, they do the ignorant way. They do the wrong way or do the stupid way. They didn't hearken unto his word. They didn't listen exactly what he said unto them. So that is showing you right now the people of God got to wake up, get more understanding what God's saying to you. Oh, be careful how you do things, and go always go to God and ask God, give me wisdom, knowing how to do this. I don't know how to do it, but if you give me a clear understanding, I'll know how to do it. But as long as you don't ask God, but you like it, you're on your own. That's what you just utter what you on your own. You're doing your own thing. You're not doing God's thing, because God, he's a wise God. But if you in your ways are not compared to God. Your ways are not higher than God. Your thoughts are not higher than God. You got to get the ways of God, that God can open your understanding clear because of the word. The word is what sets you in order to change everything standard in your life, and it changes the status of your life. You can't walk with God and then expect God to find favor with God if you're not in the place with God. Because it's a place that you have to be in God to know God. Now we look at something else when God was dealing with in the book of Jeremiah. I mean, in the book of Saint Matthew, we were looking at first scripture right there, Matthew 10:16. Matthew 10:16, and this is where Jesus began to make this known unto the 12 apostles of something here about wisdom and wise. He said, behold me, look. He's telling you to look now. He's telling you to look now. He said, I sent you forth as sheep. Now, I done sent you forth as sheep. Sent you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves.
Mm.
In other words, people, you know, people that can proclaim that they are Christian people, or people that say they love God, but they like wolves.
Mm.
And he says that, he said, and be ye therefore wise. He's telling you to be wise. Wise, why? You got to be wise. In other words, you got to have the knowledge and clear understanding, because he said, be wise as a serpent. And a serpent, he's the one that he's deadly. He knows how to do what he said, that he bites you as that venom comes out of him. But see, he's telling us how to be wise as a serpent and harmless. Harmless means innocent. So you can be innocent as a dove. You got to be innocent as a dove. And the other part of that 17 verse goes, he said, but beware of men. Now he's telling us to beware of men. He said, for they will deliver you up. They will deliver you up, because what they're trying to do is get you out of the will of God and deliver you in the hands of Satan. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But see how he began to say that and deliver you up unto the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. They will do you all kinds of favor in synagogues just to get you out of there, because if you wise as a serpent, you harmless. You don't want to hurt nobody. You don't want to offend nobody. You don't want to try to down nobody. You don't want to try to talk about nobody, but you want to use wisdom of the love of God to come out of your heart, that you be able to draw them more to God. And because if you have the wisdom, and God, he said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. So you have to acknowledge God. If you don't acknowledge God, you can't be in his path. You can't follow the path of God, because there's got to be a point that you got to follow God. You got to follow him, that you begin to hear what he says and obey what he says, because that's what God called you to do. He tell you to obey me, not obey man, but obey my word. My word is what taking you to play, and he began to deal with you in that certain area of the word of God, because you get a clear understanding what he's saying about him. Now we look at another scripture, and then we'll go to the book of Romans. Romans, the 16th chapter of Romans, the 19th verse, and we'll speak a word on that particular scripture. And they begin to say that Paul was talking to the Romans, and he said, for your obedience. Now he was talking about, for your obedience has come abroad. unto all men. He said, now, your obedience will come to abroad to all men. And he said, I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. He said, I'm glad on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise. And now he's telling them how to, he'll have them wise. Wise unto that which is good. Now he's telling that which is good. That which is good. That which is good. He said, and simple concerning evil. He said, concerning evil. Harmless. Harmless concerning evil. He don't want us to do evil. God does not want his people to do evil. He wants his people to do good. Because
Amen.
Goodness come out. Because when you do good unto God, blessings come by doing good unto God. Because
Amen.
You find favor with God. For God, he loves his children to find favor with him. But look up above that same passage of scripture. He said, For they that are such servants, not our Lord Jesus Christ, he said, but their own belly, and by their good word, and fair speech, deceive the heart of the simple. Now that's bringing it on down to that 19 verse. How it's concerning how to do good, concerned about how to speak your speech, and the heart, and dealing with the heart, and how we know that God is standing in the gap for us and doing exactly what he said he would do because of his word. Now we've got another scripture you can go to. This scripture right here, that's another scripture. And the book of Romans, still in the book of Romans, he says 1 and 8, 1 and 8, first chapter of Romans, and 8th verse. And then we look at that verse and see what it says about it. It says, first I thank my God through Jesus Christ. Now the thing that Paul said to the people of the Roman people, he said, now, I'm thanking my God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Your faith, that's actually in your faith, and as well as the wisdom that you have in your faith, along with your faith, you're walking in favor with God and doing exactly what God said to do. We look up a word called food. People don't recognize what food means when they speak about a fool. It means about a person who likes sense or judgment. That's what a fool means. A person that likes sense. You don't really judge the thing that you say out of your mouth. You don't be careful what you say. You just say anything without thinking. And so if you don't think right, you don't have really the knowledge of knowing what to say because you said in foolish things out of your mouth before you even think what you're going to say. And you wonder why things come up on you. Watch how your words come out. Now, your words get you in the biggest trouble of your life is what you do and how you perform it. Well, you form things out of your mouth because you don't know which way to really say them because you don't think first. You just say it quickly out of the heart. And that's where God's talking about what you put in the heart. It's what comes, what goes in, it doesn't foul you. What comes out is what defiles you. That's what comes out of what you put in there will come out. If it's not right, it's come out wrong. Well, they're going to speak a word that you shouldn't spoke from the beginning. Because what's resident in the heart, it comes forth. That's the major part right there. Because God, he deals with the heart, and that heart is where all the problems are with spiritual understanding. When you don't have a spiritual understanding, that's something that you done lacked from the longest because you thought you had everything in order, but you didn't have everything in order. So you get the rattling off at the mouth, and you begin to send the wrong things, and it puts you in bondage, puts you in prison. Put you in the point where that you wonder why all these things come up on you. You wonder why sickness come up on you. Watch how your mouth. You say what you got. The doctor gave you a report. What the report he gives you, you go, you'll think about it. It'll get lodges in your mind, and you get stretched out, and you get to worrying about it. And all kinds of things start happening within your mouth. Your words come out. You begin to have exactly what he said you would have, instead of saying what God said you don't have. It's almost like he said, whose report are you going to believe? Now, you can't believe the doctor and God's report. Well, one of them got to be wrong. The doctor going to give you a bad report, because that's his job to do that. Because if you receive that, then you receive it in order. You don't have to receive, because you can block it out and say, no, I don't have that. I know that the word of God said, by his stripes that I'm healed. So he said he sent his word and he healed me. And he said he took my infirmities, and he was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of peace was upon him. And he said, with his stripes that I'm healed. So as I'm healed, so I'm okay. Around with healing in my body, healing in my everything I say, it got to come from my spiritual side of me, because God would not allow disease to come upon you, because that's what he spoke. I would not allow any disease to come up here as I did the Egyptian. What the Egyptian was, a type of the world. You are not of this world. You're in this world, but no part of this world. You live and move and have your being here, but you're not of this planet. You're from another planet. You're made from another source of God. God, you made of God. You just like God. You are spirit. You have made. God planted you. He started you. He began you. He the one made you for what you are. That's why he said, therefore, if any man or woman in Christ, he become a new creature. Or was you a new species? The old things in the past, behold, all things become new because of the work of God's hand. God's hand is the hand of you. That's what take the place of knowing that you are God. You in God. So God works with you in that area. But Lord, we got another scripture here along with that. He says now in the book of Matthew, 13th chapter of Matthew, in the 19th verse, and he begins to say, Jesus making this statement here. We look at the 18th verse. He said, now hear ye. He said, now hear. Hear. Hear therefore the parable of the sower. This is talking about the sower. He said, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom, he said, not anyone that hears the word of the kingdom and understand it not. He said, now, when you hear the word of the kingdom and understand it not, this is what he's talking about when you don't understand it. He said, then cometh. He said, now, then cometh what? He said, then cometh the wicked one, which is Satan. He comes, as long as you don't understand about the kingdom of God, Satan comes to take and steal. He comes to steal what you do know that you didn't really get an understanding. He comes to steal that out of you, that way you wouldn't get an understanding. So he began to say, Jesus made this statement right here. He could go on and say, when he said, then cometh the wicked one, and he catches away. That which was sown in the heart. He's saying that there was a sown into the heart. What was sown into your spirit, here comes along Satan to come to steal it out of there. That's when you're not paying attention, you're not getting a clear understanding. If your mind is 100 miles away from what you, when you're in a service somewhere, or even when you're trying to read your Bible, if you're thinking on one thing and try to read something else, it'll never work, because you wouldn't get understanding. You wouldn't get revelation of it. You would know how to apply it, because your mind is thinking on something else. But you got to, when you come into God, you got to bind everything that's not of God in the time when you get your devotion time, or when your time in the Word of God. You got to bind the hindrance spirit that comes to try to steal you. That God have free course, that you'll ears to be tuned, that your mind to be open and to be settled, that you get understanding, that when the enemy comes against you, will not be able to receive what he said, but you're receiving the word of God. The word of God is like a seed. It sets, the seed goes in. If the seed can't get in, that means that the enemy done plucked the seed that was up on top of the ground, that it didn't get into the soil. You are the soil. If it's not into the soil, good. Well, it won't have effect on the soil. The soil will not produce anything out of it. That way, you didn't get anything out of it. You didn't get a thing out of it. That means you missed it from the beginning, because you didn't hear it. Because if you really heard it from the first time, it would have got deep into the soil. And then with the soil to come from the rain, the moisture comes from top and to bottom. other words, it comes from the top, and it comes from the bottom. You get moisture from the ground from the beneath, and you get moisture from the top. Well, it waters it. When it waters it, it makes grow. In other words, it makes the word grow. Your word, the words come to bring life. Life is in the word of God.
Yes,
and without the life, without the word, you have no life. That's what a seed is, producing
that's
it. Okay. And we go, as we go on to say about this, he said, this is which received the seed by the wayside. This is what he's talking about here as we read this. Over, he said, when anyone hears the word, that's saying anyone to hear the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then cometh the wicked one to catch it away, which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. That's you that received the seed by the wayside. You the one of the soil that you was the one to listen. You the listener. You the one that it hears. And the hearers that the hears. Hears the word. Well, he hears it because his spirit hears the word and makes the spirit of the man grow inside of him, because you feed him just like you feed, like a mother feeds his chickens. You feed him, a mother bird feeds the worm to the bird. Well, this is the same way that God does you. He feeds you the word. The word is life. It brings more life in you, because you're not you was once dead to sin, but when Jesus came into your life, you no longer have sin, because he took sin away from you.
Yes, he did.
Because he died for you, and you received him as your Lord. He's your Lord and Savior. In other words, you no longer own yourself no more. You are bought with a price. You can't do what you want to do and go where you want to do, because it's you are led of the Spirit of God. Because if you're not where you ought to be and you don't have what it's supposed to be, that means that you need to get where you need to be in God. Otherwise, you need to ask God to reveal you to him. And you that way you'll know if he revealed you to him, he'll show you things about you. He'll show you you are and what you're doing. If you really want to know something about yourself, you ask God. He'll show you about yourself. He'll reveal things out of you, the things that's been in you for the long, things that you've been hid for a long time, things that's been in your heart for a long time. He began to take those things out if you're willing. Now, that's where they come, that bad. That's where the good come at. Now, the evil part is where you keep them from. You keep him from. But if you open up your heart, when God can go in and cleanse, that's why David said, and Psalm says, that 51 Psalm said, he said, create in me a clean heart. The heart has to be clean.
That's right.
You put in me a right spirit. My spirit is not right. It's been wrong. So that means that I missed something from the beginning. Something is not in my heart right, something not in my spirit right. So I'm missing the point. I got to get where God wants me, and so I know who I am in God. So
well,
the
evangelist, you know what? Not to cut you off, but as I was reading in 1 Corinthians 22:12, it was saying about only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and to give thee charge concerning Israel, thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. Other words, they're saying wisdom and understanding go hand in hand.
Right.
And it appeared that one cannot have one without the other.
That's it.
And in
That's
Job,
it.
I found in the 12th chapter, in the 12th verse, it said, with the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days, understanding. And with him is wisdom and strength. He has counsel and understanding. And understanding often increase as a person get older. God is the source of understanding. And I'm saying in Job 2. And Job 17:4 says, for thou hast hid thy heart from understanding, therefore shalt thou not exalt them. Here God was taking away from the people, but when God take away a person's ability to understand, it is not possible for us to give them understanding or to explain things to them. No amount of simplifying, proof, reasoning, or explanation, teaching, preaching, rebuking, and so forth will help them to understand until God, only until God opens their understanding. And it is important that we recognize this and discern it. And I, as I was reading it, a person have understanding if God has taken it away before we spend time trying to explain a particular truth to them. And, you know, as I was reading a little further in Job, we have 9 minutes left, and in Job 28:28 said unto man, he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Ooh. Mm-hmm. We got to know how to understand, to depart from evil. A person that is not ready to depart from what he is doing wrong, you spoke about that earlier, even when it is pointed out to him, is a person who does not have understanding.
Yes.
And is not able to understand. We will not be able to help him understand the word of God until he is ready to depart from all evil in his life. And you were speaking about that early as you was talking into our radio listener. And, you know, I'll jump to Psalms because we have about 9 minutes left. Psalm 11:1-11 and 10 said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
A good understanding, having all they that do his commandment, his praise endureth forever. Here they're talking about doing literally, carrying out God's commandment. It's necessary for a person to get understanding. You have to be doing what God commands you to do so you can get the full understanding of what God wants you to do. We need to obey. Even though we don't fully understand, we need to obey.
Yeah.
The more of God's commandment we do, the greater understanding of the things of God and his word. We got to remember the word, you all. When a person chooses to not do one of God's commandments, God takes away some of that person's understanding.
Yes, he does.
That loss of understanding often results in the person not doing another commandment, thus beginning a downward spiritual decline of disobedience and less understanding. That means we need to be obedient to the word of God. When we hear something that we know is from God, all you do is read the scriptures yourself, search your scripture. Ask God, is that of God? Ask him, is this for me, Lord? He'll let you know, even through his word, as you read. And as I will continue on in Psalms 119:99, it says, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for their testimonies are my meditation. But understanding is greatly increased by studying, meditating on the testimonies and stories that's in the Bible, that's in the word of God that he left for us to read, for us to go by. Everything in that word is true. He left that for us to live and go by as a pattern for our life on understanding. And when we gain understanding by meditating on the successes and failure that God tells us in the Bible, God has chosen a detail of the account to share with us. And like we're doing with y'all today, we are sharing what God have taught us, what God have shown us through testimonies, through stories, the reading the word of God, through trials and tribulation, so that we can gain the understanding he wants us to have. And teachers have a limited role in giving another one spiritual understanding. Our goal must not be to teach others, but to show them how to meditate on God's word for themselves to get understanding. And evangelist, I thank God for this topic today, because understanding is gaining from God's commandment. And as I had said when we first started the show, I had so much, I had pulled, got out of the word of God, so many chapters on this understanding. At a later date, we're going to come back on with this here, because this is so good. It's just feeding my soul on the other end. Mm-hmm. And the Bible is the best place to turn for understanding.
Yes.
And the only place to get true understanding is reading the Bible and meditating on it. Just like we sit out and we say, ooh, this seafood platter is good. We just see it. We just taste it before we put it in our mouth. That's the same way about the word of God. When we pick up the word of God and read what God has for us, Ooh, I mean, for your understanding. I want to give just a little quick testimony before we have 5 minutes, and then I'm going to let you close us out. But I was thinking, God showed me this morning before I came on air, where my son has some birds, some paw parrots. And I said, when you notice how God will provide, when you get an understanding, that's what I mean, an understanding. And as I was looking at this scenario this morning, I was just thanking him for a clear understanding, how he took his birds before he left to go to his program. And it's been real hot here where I'm at. But inside we have the air and everything on. But he took his birds off the stand, put them on the floor, put a fan on low so the birds could stay cool. As I thought about that, my understanding and my fine like, I said, you know what, Lord? Now, he thought about his birds. He wanted them to stay cool while he gone, just like he did that act for the birds. Just think about what God doing for us, the understanding he giving to us every day and tell her, my child, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to affect you. That's going to hurt. Listen to what I'm saying. If we just listen to him, he will give us the understanding as we go about our daily chores. And I have enjoyed this topic, spiritual understanding, today. And Evangelist Brian, I'm going to let you close us out with the word of God and a prayer. We have 3 minutes left on the air. And after that, if we should get through before that, I'll play Encourage Yourself, because today I want somebody to be encouraged that was listening on this line. It's not by chance that you tuned in to Joy and Peace Outreach today. We have various topics that we bring on that God lead us through the Holy Spirit that would share with someone that may tune in to this, whether it's morning, noon, or night. We want to thank you today for tuning in to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your co-host is Minister Sadie Elliott. I want to thank you, and thank you for our guest, our other co-host, which is Evangelist Brian. We want to thank him for coming on the air today, and we'll let him close us out today.
Gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, oh God, for the ears and heard, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God. And thank you, Lord, for those that are hit with ears attuned to the saying today, God. We ask you, Lord, oh God, anyone, oh God, sick and diseased out there, Lord, we will send your word and deliver them and heal them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord, as we get ready to go to our separate places, oh God, that you bring us back at the point of time, oh God. Those that have traveled so far, make safe paths for those today, Lord God. Lord, look upon that one that right now got cancer right now. We speak that seed that's in a person that got cancer. We command that we curse it in the name of Jesus. Command it to die from that body in the name of Jesus, oh God. And when I got a heart problem, Lord, we thank you right now for healing that heart problem, oh God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, God, I praise you right now for it. I thank you for it right now in Jesus' name, God. We so ever give you the praise, God, and honor right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Glory
praise
to God. Oh, and we just want to thank you, Evangelist Brian, for coming on today and sharing with the listening audience. And we hope that they got something out of our program today, because we have another program lined up for them next week. That's going to be a hot topic and going to be very into the Word of God. And we hope all our listeners that was listening today will tune in with us again next Wednesday from 10 to 10:45. And we hope it was something that helped you along your way today. As you go through the day, just think about the understanding, spiritual understanding. Just listen to God speak to you and give you the everything that you would need today. Precept on precept, he will give you. And we enjoy you all today. And we'll leave with you listening to Encourage Yourself. So the rest of this week, if you need encouraging, just think on these few words.
Jesus.